Is religion for everyone? Should everyone have a religion? Is it okay to pray on my job and tell my employees that it's time for prayer? Should we all gather, hold hands, bow our heads, and pray to the highest? Does everyone have to feel the same way at work? Must we include everyone in our daily prayer? Do we have freedom of religion? In my community, do I expect everyone to believe in what I believe in? Do I demand that every single human being in my house go to church on Sunday? Should I enforce and continue to strive to incorporate religion, fire, and brimstone in every political arena, on every table, in every debate? Should I make sure that God is supreme in this country, the USA? Should I teach and preach from the Bible, encouraging the young and the old to believe that they will have everlasting life if they just go along with the words in the good book? Must it be this way? Is this America and the road we should travel? Show the world that this is how we do things. This is the way. Freedom of religion. How free is it? What do I mean by freedom of religion? And who's to say if it's freedom? Do people really understand what freedom of religion is, or are they getting a piece of it? Is there only one important religion that everyone must adhere to? And if they don't, we're just not going to get to heaven. In politics, should we tell people that if you do not believe in God, you are going to hell, and this nation shall perish? Do we embrace everyone regardless of whether they are religious or not? Should we work together? Should we unite? Should we all understand that we have freedoms? And my religion is not used as a platform to control what you believe and how you think and feel. If your religion is not the same, that's fine. We can still get along. We can accomplish. And we can live in this world and make some valuable changes. We can incorporate others from around the world to unite and set aside our own unified beliefs without disrespecting anyone because they have a different belief. Should religion be used in politics to show the world that I am special because I have a religion and I can do better things with my religion and I am a better person because of my religion and I'm more valuable because of my religion and that makes me on top. It makes me smarter. It makes me wiser. It makes me a more powerful leader than anyone that is not or doesn't have the same religion. Do we draw the line? Do we separate religion and politics? I'll be back. Miss Suyu, branding MissSuyu.com, bringing it to you, the truth, the whole truth. Religion in the USA with politics is so special because we can talk and talk and talk while we practice politics with our religion. We can stand up there and tell the people how to live in this country using the name of God. We can be proud of this country and give God the credit. So, we can smile and tell people about the advantages, the benefits, all of the nice things, the accomplishments, the breaks, the inventions, and say it would not be possible without God. And some people say, look, I do not want to hear about God, religion. You're spreading it all over the place. Your beliefs, preaching it while you are working only to serve the public, the taxpayers, and you are not getting paid to influence, use your position to take advantage of the choices that people have. Their thinking, their feelings, and the right to control themselves without you interfering. Without your propaganda, without your voice, because it's not about you, it's about the people. It's not about you must incorporate your religion because you get votes that way. It's a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. Is that so? Well, some people might say, I don't want any part of that. I just want you to go to work because, see, I'm paying my taxes. I'm getting up and I'm trying to go to work too. I'm paying into this country, keeping it going. You are supposed to be there to make sure that I have clean air, clean water, clean food, safe community. I'm able to live and I'm able to be happy. And you are not there to make sure that I listen to your religious propaganda, your stories, your sales pitches. Keep that separate. But then you have some people that want to hear that because they feel as though they are accepted. They are being nurtured. They're being highlighted. They made friends in politics by using and sharing religion. But see, some people are like, the politicians aren't there to make friends with the taxpayers, to smile and smooth the spirits of the watchers or the readers, the listeners, the citizens. They aren't there to just work. They're there to accommodate, fraternize, advertise, and promote all these other things besides working to get the job done, to promote equality, fairness, fair policies, administrations, to make sure the people have what they need. It's not about the politicians that are standing up there on the floor debating, because they are there to serve us. Is that the way it goes? So who incorporated religion, God, into politics, and why? Should that be a major debate? Should people begin to explore more options? Are they looking for changes or approval to be heard? Should religion only be a part of an individual's personal life? Their decision, their only choice, is their religious choice without your help? As far as religion is concerned, that has nothing to do with politics. And people are saying you're confusing one with the other. Because first we had religion, and later came politics. So how did they come together? Somehow, they got mixed up. And now we have a mess. But wait a minute. Some people want it that way. Some people would rather have it that way. Some people would have it no other way. And so here we are in the USA, spreading our religion. Truths, untruths, experiences. But we want other people to be a part of it. How do we deal with it? How do we manage? How do we operate? How do we go on when we have so many religions, so many beliefs, and people have to work? We have children. mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers and husbands, wives. But we have to listen to people and their religious beliefs that have nothing to do with common welfare and being productive. To make the country more valuable, stable, healthy, and safe. And if people would leave religion out of it, we can get somewhere. Stay home with your religion, or be with the people that you want to be with that have the same beliefs. That's fine. I don't mind. If that's what you want, is religion, then you go on. That's your freedom. But stay in your lane. Stay out of other people's personal beliefs, their personal life, their personal walk, their personal faith, their spirituality. Just mind your own business. I don't want to hear about your values that you care to influence me with. Because it seems like you have some issues. Those are your problems. And don't dump them on me. Well, you're an angry person. I'm just talking about love and friendship. Well, then if it's just love and friendship, why don't you say that? Get to the point so there would be no misunderstanding. But once you start talking about your religion, trying to brainwash me or stepping all over me, disrespecting me because you have a different belief and I don't want to hear it. And I have every right and every freedom to be here with me and be who I am without you interfering or projecting. So go on. Well, you have an attitude and let me pray for you. No, don't put your hands on me. Keep your own religion over there with you, your beliefs, because I am happy over here with me, my life. You do not control things. You are not so privileged enough that you're going to come over here and harass me with that. Go on. Go. You're free to go on your own. But once you step over here in my life, my livelihood, my freedom, there's a problem. Well, it's not that way. You're just overreacting. Well, I'm personally telling you to leave me alone. That I don't want to be bothered. I have my own personal beliefs that I'm happy with. So could you please go on? Some people believe, and they believe. Is that the way it goes? Or must we all believe the same thing? If we don't believe the same thing, we're not going anywhere and this country is at a halt. I don't know.
Mein Motto sind für immer und für immer eins.
Religion, politics, whatever makes you happy for the better of the world, for peace, happiness abroad. I hope that we continue to strive to to make things better, changes for the future generation, the children of tomorrow, we can accomplish through it all. And while we go on this journey, if religion and politics mean so much, maybe one day we can see better results and come to a complete agreement that we are all still human beings. We must be counted. We must be very, very much included, respected, loved, regardless of religion or political beliefs. And if we dare to disrespect, unhinge, or cast hate upon people that have different beliefs, hopefully we will learn and understand the value of making our own decisions and how it is important in the process of making this world a better place for everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. It's been great talking to you.